This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about preparing for a new season. So recently, I talked about the seasons changing and what we do in between seasons. And today, I'm thinking about what proof can we show that we're actually preparing for that new season. So for example, proof that I am preparing for summer is evident in my closet, because I begin to move more of my summer clothes and open-toe sandals to the forefront and move a lot of my dark winter heavier garments and boots to the background. So if anyone were to walk into my closet today, they would see proof that I am preparing for the summer season. In the spiritual realm, we also want to have proof that we are preparing for a new season. And what I sometimes lose sight of, but recently reminded that there is nothing more important than inviting the Holy Spirit into your journey when you're embarking on something new or you're on the cusp of change. Sometimes we forget to seek or invite the Holy Spirit in, but Jesus teaches us in John 14 that the Holy Spirit is sent as our counselor, one who will never leave us and who leads into all truth. Sometimes we can be so caught up in the newness of a new beginning itself that we lose sight of that. But the next time we're on the cusp of that change and we want to invite the Holy Spirit in, let us cling to these words. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. John 14:26. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember to invite the Holy Spirit into your journey.